Drop it. You're now listening to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, the show that brings you the small-town girl talk, encouragement, and humor from the perspective of a children's pastor who is also a DJ and a professional counselor who is also a former VFW queen. Here are your hosts of Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, Candace and Natalie.
Welcome to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast. Welcome to the Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast. We need some laughter these days, don't we, Cam?
We do. My grandma always says to laugh, and I've never had a problem with that. It's always been
Thank
a good,
God.
She'll say, laughter is like a good dose of medicine.
It is.
And that's the truth. You might as well take
I love it.
A good pill if you just stop and laugh.
We're
and
not
crack
advocating
up.
For taking pills.
No.
Yeah.
But laugh instead.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to take a goodie powder.
Yeah. My mom keeps them in her car. Just in case, I guess, their headache comes on.
So our overall theme that we're wanting to talk to you guys about on our podcast is just life in general and ministry and mental health and friendship and family and all sorts of things. We have stories for days, years maybe. We have tons of stories and we want to share those with you and hopefully it'll encourage you in your life and it'll reach you and or at least it will make you laugh.
Absolutely. That's the goal that I have for sure. Definitely to make you laugh, think, and be encouraged, and maybe for you to think about your own stories in life and share those with your friends and family, and maybe us too, if you like us on Facebook or Instagram, and tell us how our stories made you laugh or, you know, made a difference in your life. Some of our practical tips. We're just real. Candace was Miss Congeniality. I think she still would get that title today. I was the third runner-up. I'm Natalie.
That's right.
And I'm probably would still be the third runner-up, maybe lower. Who knows? I'm just kidding. But we've been friends for 27 years.
27 years.
Gosh.
We met in middle school. I went to Queer Light. Natalie went to China Grove.
Middle school, yeah.
Middle school. And some mutual friends of ours brought you.
Yes.
As a
guest. The winner of Miss Merry Christmas.
Brought you as a guest to the Queer Light social. A dance.
Yes.
And I'll never forget when Natalie walked in with her Pantene hair and her her Chris smile and
whatever.
Can't wait to talk to her in just a little bit.
I know.
And if you go on our Instagram, you can see a live photo of Natalie and I as Miss Congeniality and the third runner up back in 1998.
Including cotton. Candace's hair.
Yes.
That's what we name it. And yes. Pantene Pro-V.
And Pantene Pro-V.
Which is what she named my hair.
That's the real deal
That's the real deal.
That's the real deal.
My mom was so proud of the way I looked in that pageant that about 2 years ago, I was looking through some old photos in my parents' house. And I found them. I found the Miss Merry Christmas photos that she ordered. And guess what? Not a one of them was cut. They were still in the original package. She had not given one out. I mean, I have aunts for days. I have cousins.
She could have sent your grandma's one. She could have sent your grandma one.
My grandma would have put that up in her house.
Yeah.
She watched the VHS tape of Miss Merry Christmas frequently.
Did she?
She was probably the most frequent viewer.
I don't know. My sister was pretty
really? High
they
up could
there.
Be neck and neck.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she definitely should have had at least a small picture of you.
Not one. I'm going to try to find
Brenda.
It again at Brenda's house.
Brenda, I'm ashamed.
And I'll take a picture of the package.
Yes.
Of the pictures.
Yes.
Here was something random. There was like a Pooh Bear in our pictures. What in the world?
There was in the what? Background.
Yeah.
I don't even think
what is happening?
I don't think my parents bought the pictures.
I don't know which one's worse either.
So we're going to kind of use music as...
Because we love music.
We love music. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking how music has been part of everything we've done together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At that 8th grade dance, you taught me how to dance.
I did. I taught you to dance to the song, I Want to Be Down by Brandy.
Really? I'm so glad you remember that song.
Yeah. I want to be down. And it was this little step.
Yeah. With our little hands. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I can
taught
still
you how
do
to
that
dance.
Move.
And then, of
Thank
course,
you.
We were in band together.
Yes.
And
it was cool back then, just FYI. Even though I know a lot of you are shaking your heads right now.
Bobby says I was a dork.
Donnie also does, but whatever.
Whatever.
It was cool back then.
We'll show you pictures.
Exactly.
We'll have to have a guest come on that can confirm.
We do. We need a couple of guests to confirm that. That was cool.
Maybe a flag girl, a major rifle girl. A rifle girl.
Which now would probably be like prohibited. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
You had a fire baton also.
I did.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I still twirl my batons. I'm going to bring one in.
Even my older sister gets excited about the flag at my house that you gave me. It's a former South Rowan High School flag.
I told Natalie I was going to leave a gift at her house for her.
It was amazing.
And it was
so fun.
An official, real deal South Rowan flag.
I mean, now these bands have like 30 kids in them and 5 flag twirlers or whatever. But back then, we had like 300 people.
We did.
And it was major.
It was packed.
Yeah.
You also played the trumpet.
I know. I was terrible.
I know.
It was last year.
I hate to even claim that I played the flute. I twirled it. I could twirl that flute.
Yeah. I always wish I would have played the flute later because I could have fit the case in my book bag.
Oh, that's true.
The trumpet case was like really massive.
I know. That's like my oldest son playing the drums. I'm like, they're really cool. But when we have to go somewhere, it's like, dude, couldn't you play the trumpet or something?
I know.
Something really small instead of having to haul that.
Right. Exactly.
I have a flute too. And they tried to get... I couldn't play one note.
I don't have a trumpet.
We have a trumpet. I have to, but we played for the deaf ministry.
Yes, I can definitely play for the deaf ministry because it would bless them. It would not bless a hearing person right now. The song we're going to use today is one of my favorites from TLC. We're taking it back. Do you know the year?
That's from 1998.
Yes.
TLC came out with What About Your Friends?
What about your friends? Will they stand the ground?
That was my jam.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
Of course, anything TLC is my jam.
I know, we love it.
And we actually saw them in concert.
We did.
Not too long ago.
At least TNC.
We did.
L, rip.
L
rest in peace.
Was rest in peace, but they had her up on the screen. Like,
they did.
It was weird.
Her memory.
It was. And she was singing and dancing with them.
It was amazing. They were just as good, I felt like.
They were. She'll always be with them in spirit.
Yeah. But that song is pretty cool because if you really look at it, it's got some good things to think about with friendship. You know, will your friends stand their ground?
That's right.
I think that's one thing that's helped us stay friends all these years is our values have been the same.
Every time we talk about that, we talk about how we have maintained our friendship for this long. I know that it's because we have the same beliefs and the same morals and the... We shared a lot of that, and I think we knew that early on, and it's something that's continued into adulthood, and it's still true, because when those values and those morals change, it's hard to stay friends with people. You can have friends like that, and I have lots of friends, but to stay close.
Too. Yeah, to do life together, you know, to be able to talk about tough things and good things and all kinds of stuff. Absolutely.
Right. You were in my wedding.
I know, you were in mine too.
I know.
We should post those pictures.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Yes. My hair was really not good in yours.
What was it?
I don't know. It just looked weird. I'll let you be the judge of that on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, I've told my sister to fix my hair like Kelly Taylor from 90210 for your wedding.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to go back and look and see if it looked like that.
It was like a French twist, 90210 kind of thing.
Yes, French twist. That's taking it back also. That's great. Another line from the song, do they let you down? I don't think you've ever let me down, Ken.
I'm sure I have not.
I'm sure I have probably let you down too.
No, you've never let me down.
I don't think you have either.
I think that you have to let people off the hook.
Yes.
For certain things and for busyness and for life.
100%. You can't expect them to be you either.
Oh, no.
You know.
There's no way.
You can't. You got to let the other person be who they are, who God created them to be.
And when you let it go and you see what they evolve into.
Let it go.
I hate it. Makes them frozen.
Just kidding.
When you see how they change and you let them go and do their thing, and then it's like we never miss any time. No matter if it was like a week since I've talked to you or it was a busy time and it was a couple months or something.
Right.
It's like we pick up right where we left off. I appreciate friends like that.
I do too.
So much. So much. It's awesome.
Yeah. I appreciate that you don't make me feel guilty if I don't respond to a text right away.
Even though
that's okay.
I do to you too. But the last time I remember you called me and said, I know I'm the worst friend in the world. I was like, Natalie, it's only been like a couple hours since you were supposed to call me.
Well, so. I'm sorry. But thank you for forgiveness. Forgiveness is huge.
Forgiveness is huge.
You know?
Forgiveness is huge.
Yeah. Are they going to be around? That's another good line from the song, you know? We've stuck around for a lot of things, you know, having kids and raising them. And even though our kids don't go to the same schools, we don't live in the same town right now. We don't live super far apart, but I mean, we're busy. We have lots of things going
on. But it's always so cool that whenever we get together, our boys are close to the same age.
Yeah.
Because my oldest is 13.
Yeah.
And Xander is what?
12.
He's 12. And then Grayson is 9. And Maddox is?
9. The second child.
Woo-hoo! Our second boys, both of us. They're a handful. There'll be lots of great stories about them to come. But we've always had that in common, too.
Yeah.
So we've always kind of been at the same life stage and parenting stage. And when I call you and said, I had to go to the principal's office because Braden said that he was going to kill somebody. And you said, it's okay.
It's fine. It's fine to kill people. It's just kidding.
I said, he drew a gun. Yeah, he was little. He was just kidding. But I was like in tears.
Everybody calmed
down. And I remember that you told me, you're like, it's okay. It's fine. Yeah. He's going to kill me right now.
He is going to get that gun drawing out and put it on your bed tonight.
I will kill you with guns and bullets.
Just kidding.
And then after that, how many times I caught myself saying, I'm going to kill you.
I know.
It's like, oh, okay.
It's so hard to be a parent.
Oh, God, it's hard to be.
Here's another one. Will they turn their backs on you? I would say you did not. From day one, you never turned your back on me. I'm thankful for that. Let's talk about the Miss Merry Christmas shoes and hair.
There was a time when Natalie and I had an altercation that came up between us. We have had a lot of those altercations in our lifetime.
That may be the only
one. We don't fight.
No.
But now this particular day, it was the week of Miss Merry Christmas, and we found out.
Boom.
Well, I found out that Natalie had booked my hairdresser as her hairdresser for Miss Merry Christmas. So I found out in the lunchroom.
She worked at the local makeup store.
She was good, though.
She was real good.
She just did my niece's hair, too. She was good. So, knowing what I know now, I know that she could have done everybody's hair and been fine.
Right.
But me and you talked about it. I remember we went to the side in the cafeteria, and we talked about it, and we weren't mad.
The things that are big deals back then.
It was like a big deal to everybody else. They were like, oh, uh-uh. You know, that's... Yeah.
Don't let other people define your friendship.
That's right.
You know, sometimes people try to come in and make you mad about something. If you're not mad about it, calm down.
That's true.
It's okay.
That's true. Don't let other people hype you up.
Right.
Because when you think about it long enough, you will get mad or you'll feel like you should be mad. But don't. Right. But yeah, so we had the same hairdresser. And of course, Natalie's hair probably looked better because she has Pantene Pro-V hair.
Your hair looked amazing.
It looked like I had a wig, probably. Big. Yeah. It was Priscilla Presley.
I don't know who mine was. I want to give it a name. We'll let you guys give it a name.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
The hashtag Miss Congeniality and
the third runner
up.
Yeah.
Go like our page.
Please.
I think we have 17 likes now.
Yeah. It might just be our family members, but that's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. Another story from Miss Merry Christmas about how awesome you were, friend, was that you let me borrow your shoes.
I did.
And I had to stuff padding into one because my feet are different sizes because I was born clubfoot. You'll hear more about that, I'm sure, in upcoming podcasts, but that was a big deal.
Yeah. So if you see Natalie out and you want to be kind of on the DL about her clubfootness, you don't have to be.
No, just like, ask me.
She'll whip her shoe off right there and
I'll show you my feet.
Yeah, I baptized her foot once.
She did in Chicago. It was such a blessing. You got to do weird things too as friends. Like, you got to be okay with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was sort of like a foot washing.
It was a foot washing.
Amen. Yes.
And our feet were tired.
Oh, yeah. Walking all over the city.
Yeah. And you probably got a disease.
Probably.
On your club foot from putting in that water.
Maybe that's where the COVID started. Because it was last year.
Yeah.
I bet it was.
It was around that time.
Yep. And then I went to China after that. So I probably took it to China from the water in Chicago. And then it came back. Anyway.
It probably did. Or it could be called the Coronita, like this lady that I know calls it the Coronita.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Yes. Actually, my mom calls it the Corrid.
The Corrid.
Brenda, why did you do that? She condensed COVID and the coronavirus. It was already condensed to the COVID.
She shortened it even more.
She shortened it. What? Whatever. Corrid. Okay.
You knew what she meant.
Yeah. Coronita, Corrid, whatever. So we love that song. And we think it's just a cool song about friendships.
Yeah. You know? It's one of the few songs that we can play of theirs that doesn't have a lot of explicit language.
Yeah. We're going to talk about explicit language.
We're going to talk about it in the next explicit podcast. Absolutely.
So, Rev, Cam, I think you should talk to us about what God says makes a good friend. Does he even talk about it? You remember that worship song years ago? I'm a friend of God.
Brayden's wanting to play that for worship in here.
We love that song, but it did get played a lot.
The Crab family sang that.
Did they?
Uh-huh. The brothers. They did a good job.
Amen.
Oh, I was in A to Z. It's like this little store beside Whataburger. It started playing Avalon.
That's awesome.
Avalon. Oh, man. It was taking it back. It was playing some Avalon songs, and I was going back to youth camp. I was feeling it.
Celebrate Jesus 2000.
Yeah. We could post that picture.
Yes.
Yes. Celebrate Jesus.
Celebrate.
That's a good song, too. I'm going to pull all those out and start doing those because we like them.
Yeah.
The kids now, they would like them.
Just teach it to them. They'll be fine.
So we're going to talk for just a minute about the biblical part of friendship and what makes a good friend. God created us for relationships with others, relationships with Him. We have relationships with our family members, our church friends, and just so many different people. But characteristics of a godly friend, I think, are someone who is compassionate.
Amen.
Someone who will pray with you.
Yeah.
That's important.
It is important.
I have a couple of friends, and, you know, they're just my people that I say, I need you to pray for me.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily, you know, if you would get that text or call you, I would say, just pray. You would know, I just need you to pray. So it's important to have those people. Friends that will laugh with you.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Friends that'll cry with you.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't have to call or text you all the time. You know that they're still your friend.
That's right.
I still know if I needed to call you in the middle of the night or if something happened that you're going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I probably won't be there after 9 p.m., but after 6 a.m. I will be.
Yeah. You know, you're the early bird.
Yeah. You know, I go to bed at 9 p.m. I cross over.
Yeah.
I'm not very helpful after 9 p.m. You should call 911.
Somebody who loves you and they're willing to meet you where you are. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. Friends who will meet you where you are. I can think of the times that you and I have met and either I've been broken or you've been broken and you can just tell.
Yeah.
You just know. You can tell me a little bit about it or I can tell you a little bit about it, but you just let me be broken and let me tell you about it. And you say it's going to be okay. And people who can meet you at that spot. Because there's sometimes you can't be a friend because you're too broken.
Absolutely.
Right.
I remember one time I was going through a hard time a couple of years ago with a transition with some different things in life. And it was transitioning out of a church into another church. And you knew how special this one place was to me.
Uh-huh.
And you were hurt for me. And that meant a lot as a friend. Like you knew
that. I remember that.
That to me is like meeting you where you are. You know, not judging you, not anything but listening and just like really being broken with you.
I think
brokenhearted.
Yeah. That's the best thing you can do for people when they need to talk or when they're hurt. Just
listen.
Just listen and understand. Truly understand.
Yeah.
Somebody who can be real with you. Not a yes man. We all need our cheerleaders and we all need our people who can pep us up, but we also need people who can be real with us and say
yes.
Maybe you don't need to do that, or maybe you should think about this, or
you're thinking about this too much.
Yes, or why don't you do this, or somebody that can just tell you like it is, and you're not going to get mad, or you're going to get your feelings hurt, and you can, even if you would agree to disagree, that's a good friend.
Yeah.
That's a good friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and even in scripture, if you have a conflict with someone, it says, go to that person. You know, that's a good friend. Someone who can go to you and say, hey, let's work this out.
That's right.
You know, let's talk about it.
That's right. And your friends are not necessarily someone like you. And my sister and I joke a lot, but it's not really a joke. We'll say, like, we have some really good friends who are elderly people. They're in their 70s or their 80s, and we'll be like, that is my dog.
I love it.
That's my friend right there. If somebody messes with them, oh, it's over. Or if they need me, but if I need them, they're the best friends. They're awesome.
Yeah.
And wisdom, it's just incredible.
Well, Titus 2 talks about that. It talks about how the older generation should pour into the younger generation, you know. And I think we're kind of midway through that, though. We have to be looking to older people for wisdom at times. And even people who are older, maybe spiritually, than us. But we also have to be poured into younger people too.
Right.
So one of the things I'll talk about later is having friends of all generations.
Right.
So I love that you brought that up. It's cool.
So Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all time and a brother is born for adversity. That's a great scripture. We have several here. Proverbs 18:24, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
And you know the thing, like today, people value having 1,000 friends or whatever on social media. But that might be the first part of that verse. You're a man with many companions. But that can come to your ruin too.
Absolutely.
Like in our next podcast, we're going to talk about comparison.
Yes.
And sometimes I think social media plays into that. But sometimes you have to think about who are my closest friends.
Right.
You know, some people need to be in that inner circle at a certain time, just like Jesus had 12 people.
Right.
You know, but he had even 3 that were even closer. But don't worry so much about having a bunch of friends who might not be a good thing for you.
Right.
But it's having those friends that are going to stick closer than brothers.
Right. I love the saying, and I talk about it a lot, but a friend to many is a friend to none. Because when you see somebody, I mean, it's not necessarily saying they're not a good person, but when you see somebody that is everybody's friend, you have to draw a line somewhere. You have to see they're kind of for whatever, whoever, anything. You look for people who stand for what they believe in. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Our last verse that we're going to share is Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love, and he will exalt over you with loud singing. There's our music coming in there.
I love that. Yeah. Even the Lord sings over you.
That's right.
I love that.
He probably likes the song, What About Your Friends?
He does. I feel like he loves TLC.
Oh, yeah.
And he loves that song. Maybe not other songs.
Probably not. But he likes that song. Maybe Waterfalls.
Maybe. Yeah.
You might like that.
Stick to your own.
Because he created Waterfalls.
He did.
So.
Yeah. This is what we did when we were teenagers and how we justified to our parents what we were listening to.
I know. I told once we had a friend and she only let us listen to Christian music. And I told her the Usher was a Christian band. And we got to listen to it till it got a little.
Usher, bad. I mean, that is confusing because there are ushers in church. You know? When my niece told me about this song, WAP. It's like the number one song right now. It is garbage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But my niece told me that somebody told his mom it was called Worship and Praise. That is not Worship and Praise. I'm going to tell you that. Don't go listen to it. It's sketch. Sketchy. It's, as my son says, sus. Like suspicious.
Sus.
That's like a kid lingo. Anyway.
Yeah.
I love that, though, because the Lord, I love that verse from Zephaniah, because he is our best friend.
That's right.
And he is in our midst all the time, even when our friends in real life can't be. He's always there.
Always.
But he uses friends too in our lives.
Definitely.
To show his love.
Definitely. So Natalie's going to give some practical takeaways from the things we've talked about, the scripture that we've read, the stories that we've told as we finish up here.
So I know, Candace, in ministry, you often probably deal with kids and youth and they're having problems with friendships.
Yes.
Well, I do as well in counseling. Relationships are huge in our lives and they can be a part of our healing and part of our hurt a lot of times. But some of the things that I have learned from counseling and just in my own life is don't qualify your friendships. You know, you don't have to say this is my best friend or this is my such and such bestest friend or this is my longest friend. Sometimes that makes people feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Sure, we have friends that are closer at certain times than others or different seasons, but just let them be friends. I think teenagers that might really resonate with because people get upset about qualifying their friendships.
That title is very important in the world of teenagers. The best friend. They hold close to those titles. And when those friendships are broken or when they're changed, it's really devastating to them.
Yeah, that's real.
It is, yeah.
Maybe if you don't qualify them all, it might not be so hard.
That's right.
Another thing is to be thankful for the differences in your friendships. I know who to call if I need to laugh. I know who to call if I need somebody just to listen.
Right.
I know who to call if I want to go traveling. We've had fun traveling.
Absolutely.
For sure. I love it. I know one friend in particular, and we'll just say her name starts with a J. She don't know who she is if she listens. And she would be the friend, if Donnie ever hurt me, she would help me hide his body.
Yeah.
You know, that's an important friend to have.
That's right? Important.
Yeah. Some friends help you remember. Like, they have good memories, and they'll help you remember old times. And that's a really important thing in our faith, is to remember.
Right.
Remember what God's brought you from, or how far he's brought you. Some are there to cheer you on. Some help you pick out cool shoes.
Huh.
Yeah. I have a little friend. She's my fashion queen. And she helps me pick out cool shoes. Oh, and I love that.
We need those friends.
We do. Shoes are important, as we talked about earlier. It might also be helpful to have a friend who, like, if you have embarrassing things at your house, if you die all of a sudden, they'll go hide them for you. You know what I mean?
If something happens to you, I got that Charlotte's Web book.
Okay.
Okay.
I will come and hide that for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's things like that
that
you need a friend to be able to help do that. You know what I mean? Also, a friend to pick out pictures for your funeral, like if they have a slideshow.
Yeah.
Because I was at a funeral last year, and these people put this picture up, pictures of this lady up, and like her in a bikini when she was like not in bikini age.
Yeah.
And I was like, if my friends do that to me, someone's going to be haunted. You know what I mean?
Don't do that to me.
So you need good friends that will help do those things.
Right.
All your friends are not going to be all of those things.
Right. It's kind of like we all have different gifts and different talents, and we use those through our friendships.
Sure.
It's important.
Absolutely. And let your friend be who they are. If they're not the friend that's going to always be able to hang out on Friday nights, that's okay. Let them be who they are in your life. Let me say this too. I know sometimes, I've said this to my sister earlier this year, God kind of gave me this, but at times, certain friends need to be sidelined.
True.
You know, like if life was this game, like a football game or something. I miss football, kind of. What a weird year. Anyway, some friends, if they're just not, like, they're kind of in a negative place, or they're just not following after God like they should be or whatever, they might just need to be put on the sideline for a little while.
True.
You know, not everybody's going to be a player in your life at that time.
That's right. Sometimes it's not good for you.
No.
And sometimes it's not good for them.
Right.
I definitely agree with that.
And sometimes boundaries have to be set where there's certain people that just have to be cut from the team. You love them, but you might have to love them from a distance.
You have to. And as you grow up and as you change, that's a hard lesson.
Yeah.
That's a hard lesson I think we all go through.
Yeah.
Because we want to hang on to all those people, but it's not always what's best.
No. Forgive people and move on. That doesn't mean you have to stay like close friends with them forever. Forgiveness doesn't mean that if they did something to hurt you, that what they did was right. It just releases you from the hurt of it.
Right.
Speaking of, another thing I was going to say is call a different friend each week. And we are going to call a special friend today.
Yes, we are going to call the actual winner of 1998.
Miss Amanda Jordan Marks. Now,
Miss Merry Christmas.
1998. Taking it back. She's still just as beautiful. Her hair is just as beautiful also.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to maneuver all this.
It's ringing. She's at work, and she's taking time out of her busy day to answer our call, hopefully. We're thankful for that.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, friend.
I haven't seen you in a king's age.
I know. That's true. I miss you. We were supposed to meet this year, and then the daggum virus hit.
I know. It's killed all of us. If it hasn't physically killed us, it's going to kill our livelihood and our businesses and everything else.
That's the truth. I know. Gosh, it's crazy.
So we were just reminiscing back on 1998, Miss Merry Christmas.
Yes. Our beautiful winner.
Yes. We were telling them how, you know, Natalie got third runner-up, which was awesome. We're proud of her. Thank you. And I was Miss Congeniality, but you...
Which is amazing.
You were the winner.
The winner.
How did that feel? I mean, how did it feel when you were crowned this morning?
Well, guys, it's my 15 minutes of fame, I guess.
Yes. Everybody has one, hopefully. Maybe this is ours.
Maybe.
I know it. It was crazy. No, I couldn't believe it. It was just like I was in a daze. It was like it wasn't real. It wasn't happening. Aww. But,
The Lord stood by you, right?
Yes.
That's right. He did. Amen.
She sang that song, right?
Now, if you were in that audience and you heard Amanda sing The Lord Stood By Me and you were saved on that night.
Yes. If you also accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior that night.
Please give us a shout out. Let us know
We would bless Amanda.
If I touched one life, it was worth it. It was worth it.
I'm pretty sure we were more embarrassing and humiliated than you.
I was in my bathing suit bottoms.
My shoe wouldn't even fit.
But we give you credit because you spent countless hours in the middle of the night while we were sleeping. Yep. And you were up working on your wall.
Planning and preparing. Hey, you know what? Go big or go home. That's what I say.
Yes.
That's right.
That's it.
I love it. I got to say that I might as well have won myself whenever they called your name.
I know. I was so happy.
Proud.
I mean, I was so proud.
I'm pretty sure I shed a tear. Like, of joy.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember the tape. I'm going to have to look at it. I was like, yes. Like it was a wrestling thing.
You were the WWE. You had a belt, WWE belt. You tore it off.
You know what? There was a sense of pride for everybody, for the underdog. Yeah. That's what it was. It was pride and joy for the underdog. That's what came out of everybody that night.
Amen. Yes.
I love to see an underdog rise to the top.
Yes.
All right, I need to know who you wrote on your ballot that you voted for Miss Congeniality.
I wrote Candace. I did.
I'm pretty sure I wrote Candace too.
I sure did. I think it was unanimous. I don't think you have to ask the question. I think it was unanimous. Yes.
I unanimously voted for Miss Congeniality.
I didn't know she was in it.
Oh my God. I forgot. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I think everybody voted for you because it was stressful, and I think that you, of all people, kept everybody laughing, and that was why you won. It's because you kept it light and you kept everybody laughing when everybody wanted to rip each other's throats out.
Yes. You know? I mean, South Carolina and Miss Merry Christmas is stressful. You know, it is. You let me have your shoe.
Do you remember mine and Natalie's altercation over having the same hairdresser?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. We both the same.
Candace remembers everything.
Mm-hmm. That could have been a tragedy right there.
It was. We talked it out in the lunchroom, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a peaceful reality. It was a peaceful fight. We didn't really. There was no altercation.
I'm not proud of the time that I threw my flagpole at Amanda. But we're still friends. We got through it.
We did get through that. But yeah, we're digging it up now. We should have worked that out better, Natalie.
I know. It's my fault. I own that.
Looking back, you live, you learn.
You do.
You live, you learn. And thankfully, you don't ruin good friendships over dumb stuff when you're acting immature, right?
Well, we don't want to keep you forever. But Candace has come up with a quiz. I think she's going to do it. She's smart. Amanda's smart.
We'll send you a gift card if you win. We'll give you a shout out on our Instagram.
Yes.
All right.
Amanda, what is the nickname of all three of our hair in high school? They all have different, or it might be from elementary, middle. So what?
This is awesome.
Cotton is Candace. Yep.
Yes.
Ding. My hair is Mufasa.
Yes.
And Natalie is either Pantene or Silk.
Yes. She got it. That is fantastic. I knew it.
Okay, we have.
That's a true friend. Right?
That's a true friend.
I know.
Name our cars nicknames.
Oh yeah. So Natalie was Old Red, weren't you?
Yep. I mean, that's it. Good old cow.
Candace was, shoot.
You got that.
White Fang?
Yes. You got it.
White Fang. And I was Old Blue.
Old Blue. Yes. I miss Old Blue.
All right.
Yes, I do too.
One final question. What was my dog's name that I made?
Arnie.
Yes.
God, I told that story this morning. I told it this morning.
That is fantastic. What was my favorite characteristic of Arnie?
Favorite character about Candace's dog?
Characteristic.
Oh, his eyes?
Yes, that he was blind. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because he couldn't chase me because I was allergic.
Bless, the next dog I had was deaf. God's trying to tell me something.
I just want to thank God for your ministry to special needs dogs.
Aww. Well, that's sweet that you help the disadvantaged, the handicapped animals. That's a good
She's got like a DAV chapter. A disabled dog chapter.
I was like, what's that?
Disabled vets. Isn't that disabled vets you're talking? I'm sorry. We love our vets.
No. And Amanda, you fall into our category of people that we cannot talk to for a while, a short time, a long time, and we just pick right back up where we left off
Love
from.
It.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, we will.
I hope it always be that way. We're 100 years old. If you really need me, call me.
Well, same here.
Well,
same
we're planning on having you be sort of a regular on here and put your input into some of the things we're talking about, okay?
Okay. You know I'm always willing to give my opinion.
Good. We love it.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
See you later. See ya.
Bye.
That was fantastic.
That was really good.
Thank you, Amanda. You know, call a different friend every week.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to call the same ones. I mean, that was fun. I haven't called her in a while. So, anyways, we hope that you are blessed today, that you found some humor in our personal stories, and that you have thought differently about friendships in your life, that you will think differently about making new friends. And we want to thank you for tuning in to the Miss Congeniality and Third Runner Up podcast.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner Up Podcast. We hope that you were able to laugh and be encouraged by our small town girl talk from the perspective of a children's pastor and a professional counselor.